I want you to think about your life. And I want you to think about how you put together your life. We are people who like to plan. We like to plan so much that we sit down one day and start going through the calendar and putting dates that are important, events to attend, activities to do, people to speak to. We are a people who like to be organized. Because once we become disorganized, everything falls apart. Going to Rochester for treatment on my finger has to have been organized, the calendar. I had to sit down and look at my portal and make sure I had everything in line, what to do. How does that pertain to our text for this morning? Well, you heard the Lord tell his disciples as they were going out into the mission field what they were to do. That they were to go out and spread the word and heal. And they were to be organized enough that if something happened in that town, to shake the dust off their shoes and go flee to another town. But they were to be organized because they were his representatives. So the Lord talks to us through this message that we also need to be organized. Many things come between us and church and God. Jesus tells people that, you know, if you're not willing to follow me, then go away. Go another time. He tells us in this text to his disciples to do what he wants, to follow his command and his word. And they're organized enough to do it because the master tells them. But what about us? Sometimes field work comes before God. Sometimes business and jobs come before God. Sometimes vacations and cruises and camping trips are obstacles to our faith and our God. Jesus tells his disciples that no matter what the obstacles are, you are going to go through them. He tells us those same obstacles in our life always face us, but that we are involved in a new type of relationship with our Lord and Savior. We're in such a new relationship with God that come what may, we are involved with him. Whether it be in our private devotions, opening up the scriptures and reading them, reading portals of prayer, and being able to read the scriptures, or coming to church. We kind of make decisions that are not Christ-related. We seem to have everything our life is given, and we start to put that life above God. We start to put God and Jesus in another sphere under our lives. But Jesus tells us in this gospel lesson that he is to be first. And he is to be followed. Is the servant above his master? No, he is not. He serves the Lord with all that he has and all that is given. It's amazing how God works. God works through mysterious ways. We like to put him in a little box and say, God, you got to come into our little box, and you got to work into that little box. And says, oh, no, I'm mysterious. I work in mysterious ways. I take those obstacles away from you so that you're enabled to worship, to praise, to gather in word and sacrament, and to be among his people that are his servants. You see, we are different kinds of people. We are disciples of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we became those disciples in our baptism when the water was poured over our head in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So God called you a different name. He called you by your given name, whether it be Brian or Julie or David or Karen, or any other name that is among us. He called us by name. But he also gave us another name, and that is that we are a disciple of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We are his disciple to go out into the world. He gives us a direction, just as he gave his disciples that direction to go into the world and to proclaim. Yes, there's words in there about healing and teaching. But more importantly, the word proclaim the kingdom of God is there. And he says to us as his children, as his disciples, that we are to do the same work. That we are to be his disciples and proclaiming him as our Lord and Savior. We have a hard time doing that because we're shy. We're shy people. We most like to keep our faith within us. We're kind of like my dog, Charlotte. My dog, Charlotte, has a hard time being related to other dogs. And she becomes shy. When we first started to bring her to a kennel, I had to go out there and introduce Charlotte to the kennel keeper, Kirk. And as we grow up and he's giving us a lay of the land where Charlotte would be when we needed to drop her off, and he says, by the way, do you mind if I bring Phyllis out? Because she's done these visits about 400 times with dogs, and Charlotte will like Phyllis. So he brings Phyllis out, and Charlotte went the other way. And she was going along the fence, shy. Took her a long time to warm up, but that's how we are too. It takes us a long time to warm up to other people. And when we warm up to other people, we start to tell them about different things about ourselves and what we do and where we live and everything about us. Interesting, when you sit in a chair and you are having an infusion of antibiotics, it gives you a chance to talk to people. And I kind of do it subtly, and we talk, and I say, you know, work every day, and I said, yeah, my wife retired, but I don't know how to retire. And they said, well, what do you do? I say, I work on Sundays. On Sundays? Yes, I'm a retired pastor who isn't retired. And then the conversation comes up. Because people don't want to talk about church, except for this one nurse. This one nurse came in, and she put it in my central line, and the drug started flowing. She says, I got to check another man across the hall, but I'll be back. She was back before the buzzer went off, and she put the flush bag up there, because I had to have fresh sight of it. Had to have saline go through.
And so we started talking. Do you know what we talked about? We talked about Jesus. And that was the strangest conversation I had with anyone in the 10 days, 12 days that I was going down there in Rochester for infusion. But it was the greatest conversation that we had, because she believed in Jesus as Lord and Savior. She said, you know, we came to a crossroads in our life. She said, I grew up Catholic, and my husband grew up LDS, Latter-day Saints, Jehovah's Witness. She said, that ain't going to work in our family. So they went to a church in Rochester, and they're happy in that church with kids, and because they've got several young, actually four, and she was pregnant with her fifth. And she said that, you know, Jesus is important in our life. And we got to talk about Jesus in a very comfortable place, because she was comfortable and I was comfortable. That's how the Master wants us to work his plan, because we are involved in his plan. That when the water came on our heads in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, God grabbed us and got his hold upon us. And he also sends us out like Jesus sent his disciples out. Each and every one of us is sent out. And we're given the words to speak. And actually, we're given the opportunity to speak those words of God with others. And you see, that's how the Master works. The Master works through us and our abilities and our strengths. And he gives us time and opportunity to work that, because that's his plan. In Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, he says, I have plans for you. Plans to prosper you and give you a hope and a future. You see, those plans are God's plans. And if you remember, there was a TV show called The A-Team. And this guy would gather guys around him, and they would go out and they would help those people that needed help in various ways. And the lead character was Hannibal Smith. And his one line that I always remember, he says, I love it when a plan comes together. God loves his plan. He created you. He brought you into his kingdom. He strengthened you with his gifts. And he sends you out. And he says, I love it when a plan comes together. Because he says to the Apostle Paul, who speaks to Timothy, God wants all people to come to the knowledge of the truth and to be saved. The knowledge of the truth is Jesus Christ, crucified and risen for you. He loves a plan that comes together. It's his plan. And he gathers us together, and he equips us with everything to accomplish that plan. In Christ's holy name.